This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back once again, Bill, as we get ever closer and closer to opening day, just a few weeks away.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah, this month, too, actually. So, Andy, showers here, but what's happening down in at spring training with the Red Sox this week?
Well, there's been plenty of sunshine, but not all sunshine and happiness with Red Sox situation. They continued their spring training schedule yesterday. On the other side of Fort Myers, losing to the Twins 7-1 this afternoon. The Sox back at JetBlue Park hosting the Braves. First pitch comes your way at 1:05, and you can catch the game on ESPN or put your radio on AM 850. Sox off tomorrow. They're headed to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic for a weekend series against the Rays. Sox currently in second place in the Grapefruit League standings, if you really care. They have a record of 8-5, one tie, three games behind the first place Orioles.
I remember when I used to care about that stuff.
No, I hear you as well. Absolutely.
All right, Andy. What else do you have for us?
Well, as I said, things aren't all so sunny and bright down at spring training for the Red Sox because their big off-season free agent signing, starting pitcher Lucas Giolito, has a partial tear of the UCL in his pitching elbow, and he may miss the entire season if he has to undergo Tommy John surgery. He could miss most of next year as well. So his season is potentially over before it even starts.
Wow, unbelievable. Take us through the other Red Sox notes that you have for us this week.
Well, the other big acquisition by new head of baseball operation, Craig Bledsoe, second baseman Vaughn Grissom, the Sox acquired from the Braves in the Chris Sale trade. He's most likely going to start the season on the injured list with a strained groin, so things are just getting better and better for the local nine. Red Sox did make a signing, though, since last we spoke. First baseman C.J. Crone to a minor league deal. Crone has hit 187 home runs in his 10-year career with the Angels, Rockies, Twins, Rays, and Tigers. Last year, Crone hit 12 home runs, splitting time with both the Rockies and the Angels. He will obviously be competing for that utility role as a backup first baseman with Brian Dalbec. And the Red Sox also reportedly work on a contract extension with starting pitcher Brian Bayo.
All right, so man, this is unbelievable. The injured list is crazy here for this team. What about tickets here, Andy? What's happening there? What's the latest with Red Sox ticket news?
Well, same as last week. If you want to open up your wallets, you can buy tickets through July 31st at the Red Sox box office, of course, at Fenway. Or you can go on redsox.com. Sox opening up the season, the 10-game West Coast road trip. Opening day is 3 weeks away, March 28th. Against the Mariners. Opening day is Fenway, April 9th, against the Orioles.
Yeah, July 31st, only good through then. But maybe they won't play August and September this year.
Yeah, they could be so far out of it, they may just throw up the white flag and say, we're done.
Yeah, just come on in, whatever. They could just make money on concessions, you know.
But there you go.
All right. Well, you always share some great stuff with us from news from around Major League Baseball. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, the Phillies signed pitcher Zach Wheeler to a 3-year, $126 million contract extension, and the Giants signed free agent third baseman Matt Chapman to a 3-year, $54 million contract. Last year's National League MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr., hopes to be ready for opening day. He's dealing with irritation of the meniscus in his right knee. Last year, Acuna hit .337 with 41 home runs, 106 RBI, 73 stolen bases. Former American League MVP, 38-year-old Josh Donaldson, announced his retirement this week. Donaldson won the MVP with the Blue Jays back in 2015, hitting 41 home runs and driving in 123 runs. Third baseman finished with 279 career home runs and 816 runs batted in over a 13-year career.
All those guys you mentioned, Andy, sound great. At least they're not on the injured list yet. Yeah, all right, you have some news for us from Oakland. What's happening there?
Yeah, the A's have released their design renderings for the team's new stadium in Las Vegas. The A's plan to move into the 33,000-seat Dome Stadium in 2028 in Las Vegas. The $1.5 billion stadium has a design that shows five overlapping layers with a similar appearance to the world-famous Sydney Opera House in Australia. Plans also include a glass window beyond the outfield that would have views of the Las Vegas Strip, and an 18,000-square-foot video board, which would be the largest in professional sports. With its planned capacity, it would become the smallest stadium in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's interesting that they would have it that small. I mean, I can see being, you know, in the 40s, something like that. But 33 is what you said? Does that sound right? Yeah.
I only said for 33,000, so I guess that means ticket prices will be even higher because there are less seats to deal with. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all right. Anything else, Andy, from around MLB?
Well, longstanding Phillies tradition being scrapped for good, announcing that Dollar Dog Night is being replaced with a two-for-one deal during games in April. The organization said some fans began throwing hot dogs onto the field last season, which led to the change. The team also noted that crowded lines along the concourse led to security and safety concerns.
The Phillies said, if you guys cannot behave on our Dollar Dog Night, it's not happening. You know what I'm
saying? We're taking the dogs away.
You know, when you started that, Andy, I'm thinking maybe it's bring your dog to the ballpark. That's a minor league kind of a deal, but not in the major leagues. But that's where I thought you were going with this, bring an actual pet to the stadium. But
well,
no.
Some teams do have that. You can bring your dog to the game. I know they've done that in Oakland as well as in Seattle. So it's not out of the ordinary for that to happen, even in Major League Baseball these days.
All right. Wow. We'll have to grab some video, try to see if there's some video from Dollar Dog Night from Philadelphia from before. Wow.
All kinds of excitement. You have, remember Disco Demolition Night over in Chicago years ago, Bill?
Yeah, right. Bill Vack, right? I remember that. Yeah. All right, Andy. I got to ask you one question. I mean, where does this leave Red Sox starting pitching now? It just doesn't. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it leaves it a real tough bind, obviously, with the loss of Giolito, who, you know, I mean, obviously he's not a number one guy that's going to lead you to the promised land, but, you know, he's a third or fourth starter, could eat up some innings. You know, it looks like that someone like a Tanner Houck who would be sent to the bullpen this year could be back in the rotation with that spot opening up. Or the Red Sox could make a move. There's still some free agents out there looking for a home, most notably Blake Snell and Jeff Montgomery. But, I mean, the Red Sox spending that kind of money on those big free agents, likely not to happen. So Craig Breslow said they're happy just to go within what they have and make it fit. So I think it's what you see is what you get going forward. I don't expect any big changes before opening day.
You know, the other thing is, Andy, and we may be all totally off base here on this, is that the Red Sox could be way up in first place by the end of July, you know, and that when the ticket sales, you know, when they got to start selling tickets for August and September, and that way they can jack the rates up for August and September. I mean, that's got to be their thinking, Andy.
Well, that's got to be the big plan. And it's funny mentioning a potential fill-in in the bullpen or in the rotation type of thing. Yesterday during the broadcast on the radio, the color commentator was Rich Hill, who's bounced around with many teams over his career, and he's still looking to play this year. I think he's 44 years old at this point, but he wants to catch on with a team after the trade deadline in the summer. But Joe Castiglione did ask him if the Red Sox did happen to contact you today about joining the team now, would you do so? And he said obviously he'd be open to it. So that could be the answer to the Red Sox problems. Oh, boy, that was the case.
The old matchmaker himself, Joe Castiglione. There you go.
Oh, yes.
All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we will check in again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.